Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. I thank Father God for his divine presence this morning. I am grateful to Father God for my family, my bishop, Dr. Billy White Sr., and his family, my church family, my friends, and for each of you. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. It is a new day. This is the day God has made. Let us rejoice together and be glad in it. Let's choose to be thankful as well as glad. We are truly grateful to Father God for his goodness and his mercy he is giving us on today. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Let's pray this morning. Father God, we are truly grateful that you watched over us all night. You woke us up this morning. We thank you for life and life more abundantly. And Father, we thank you that you give us brand new mercy every day. We thank you that you are our Lord, our King, our Shepherd, our Father, and our friend. Father, we are totally dependent upon you today. We thank you for your divine presence this morning, because truly we cannot make it without you. We honor your presence this morning, Father God. Father God, I lift up every person who's listening this morning. I thank you for them and for their families. I thank you for provisions for them. I thank you for excellent health and strength, Father God. I thank you for their total dependence upon you, Father God. Draw us all closer to you, Father God, than we've ever been before, and closer with our families. Father, I especially lift up the children this morning, Father God. I thank you for every child in Jacksonville, throughout the United States and throughout the world. I thank you for their protection, Father God. I thank you for their obedience to you and to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. And, Father, we decree and declare that they will have a long lives, Father God. So, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing. Have your way on the show this morning in Jesus' name. Today we have a dynamic speaker. He is my spiritual father and overseer at the New Light Church at Jacksonville. He is a great and highly anointed preacher and teacher of the Word of God. He is also a wonderful and powerful singer. He is Bishop Billy White Sr. He is the overseer of the New Life Church at Jacksonville. He and his wife, Dr. Juanita White, are the directors at Heart to Heart Christian Academy. Bishop, we are grateful that you took time out of your busy schedule to speak with us this morning on Bible Storyland. How are you doing this morning, Bishop?
I am great and grateful, Sister G. Thank you for asking. It is a tremendous blessing to be with you today. Greetings to all of the listeners this morning.
All right, we're ready for you.
Well, I am thankful to be here. I'm thankful for the invitation. I realize that there are some listeners out there this morning, and I pray that they have their Bibles with them, because I believe that you're going to share some scripture with them today. And I pray that whatever it is that they may be challenged with today, I know that there's going to be some prayer time that you're going to offer for them and their families. And I pray for any little ones that might be listening today, those that are school-age students, those that are of age to where they begin to have friends and to have social groups. I pray today that something that will be said on this radio, a prayer that will be prayed, will encourage their hearts, that they might know that the Lord is with them wherever they go, whatever they do, that he is watchful over them. His angels are already there to protect and to guide them. And I'm just thankful that this type of a radio show is available in the mornings. I'm thankful for you, Sister G, that the Lord has inspired you to take the helm of this ministry, this great, great outreach ministry to every young person and even to those that are listening as parents, that there is a way on a Saturday morning that they can tune into this station and hear a word of encouragement that could keep them going as we transition from the season of expectation to the season of manifestation. I want to personally invite some of those that are listening today. If you don't have a church home, we would love to have you at 8247 Ramona Boulevard on the west side of Jacksonville at the New Life Church at Jacksonville. We would love to have you to come into fellowship with us. And one of the things that I want to speak about today that's going to take place on this week or next week coming up will be what we call the Kingdom Encounter. And the first part of January of the year, every year, we come together and we begin our year by being thankful to God for crossing us over from the year gone to the year coming. And we're excited about what this new year will bring. We're anticipating nothing but God's best from Him for all of us who have been faithful, who have believed that when seasons come, they bring changes, and when those changes come, we get better because of them. And this particular Kingdom Encounter, beginning on next week, on Thursday the 13th of January and Friday the 14th of January, we have two dynamic speakers, two dynamic men of God. On Thursday the 13th of January, we have our own presiding bishop of the Church of the Apostolic Faith, the pastor of the church at New Orleans, Dr. Kevin J. Boyd, will be with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. He will be with us on Thursday the 13th. On Friday night, the 14th, we have a dynamic preacher from Pompano Beach, Florida, by the name of Apostle Frank Elluet of Rivers of Living Water Deliverance Ministries. He will be with our guest speaker on Friday the 14th. All services begin at 7 o'clock p.m., and these services are going to be awesome. There will be things discussed and taught, lessons taught, preached, sermons, prophetic gifting, and kingdom principles will be taught, and the word of truth will be explained and broken down like never before. Spiritual awakening will take place, and spiritual discernment and spiritual warfare. We will understand more about how to fight back, that the devil is our real enemy and not each other. And I'm just thankful that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're powerful for the pulling down of strongholds. And we just thank God for an opportunity like this, Sister G, to talk about this dynamic meeting. And we invite everyone, if you're interested in finding out what God has for you in this upcoming season, and you want to be in the presence of some dynamic preaching and teaching and prophetic gifting, please, ma'am and sir, come out and be with us on next week, the 13th and 14th of January. You won't regret it. I'm excited about it, Sister G.
All right. So am I, Bishop. I'm looking forward to it. I plan to be there every night. So we thank you, Bishop,
the Lord.
Being on this morning. And we appreciate you. And we look forward to being there, like you said, on January 13th, 7 p.m., Friday, January 14th, 7 p.m. And also you're invited to come on Sunday also. So we look forward to seeing you there at 8247 West Ramona Boulevard. If you need any information, you can call this number, 783-8631. See you there. All right. So thank you so much, Bishop.
God bless you, and thank you, too. And we look forward to seeing you and seeing your smiling face in the place. Bless you, Sister G, and all radio listeners. God bless you.
All right, this morning. I don't know how many children are listening this morning, but I want the children to listen in and sing with me if they're on the air this morning. We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. All right, if I have any children on this morning, it's press 1. All right. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out. This is Bible Story Land. Okay. Bishop, you got your Bible out this morning?
Yes, Sister G, I most certainly do.
Would you read Psalms 15 for me? Psalms 15 for us this morning.
Okay, I sure will. Praise the Lord again. Here we are back with you, and it's an honor for me to share the word of God with you. I am reading Psalms 15, and it reads as thus. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Verse 3 says, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned. But he honoreth them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not. Verse 5 says, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I thank God for his word. Thank you so much, Bishop. I appreciate you reading the word. You know, the word of God is powerful. God honors his word above his name. So don't forget to study to show yourselves approved unto God every day. Read the word. Study the word. Let it get in your spirit and let God do a mighty work. Let God have his way with you. Parents, what seeds are you planting for your children? What seeds are you planting for your children? If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. If a child lives with recognition, he learns to like himself. If a child lives with honesty, he learns what is truth. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, he learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he learns the world is a nice place to live in. To my young people, I want to ask you a question this morning. What seeds are you planting? Are you planting seeds of obedience to your parents so you can live long lives? Are you planting seeds of wisdom to make wise choices? Are you planting seeds of righteousness so you can do the right thing? Are you planting seeds of friendship so you can have friends? Are you planting seeds of kindness, courtesy, and sharing in order to get the same thing back? Kindness, courtesy, and sharing so it can be returned to you. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Our story today is taken from Genesis 25, 29 through 34. The title of our story is The Young Man Who Traded His Inheritance for a Dish of Soup. Genesis 25, 29 through 34. You go to the doctor for a checkup because you haven't been feeling well. After you talk to him, he schedules you for several tests based on the information you gave him. Now, information is important because the information you give determines the test you take. When God is shaping and molding us, he looks at the information we send or the lack of information we send him daily, not by email. He doesn't check his emails, text. He doesn't check text, Facebook, Twitter, telephone, cell phone, or not even by fax. He looks at the prayerful information or lack of prayerful information. And Father God, being the good shepherd that he is, he determines what we need, whether it's a lesson in love, whether it's a lesson in patience, whether it's a lesson in humility, whether he's going to bless us, give us the desires of our heart, according to the info that we send him. So after the doctor gets the test results, he calls you back into his office to tell you what the results are. You feel a little worried as to what he may say. He looks at you and he says, I have good news. You are expecting. Not only are you expecting, you are going to have two babies. Twins are in your future. You can't wait to get home to tell your husband the good news because your husband and you have been praying for a baby. He wants a girl, but you want a boy. So maybe you'll have one of each. Well, our story today is about a couple who wanted a child. Her husband had been praying for her because she was childless. Her husband's name was Isaac, and his wife's name was Rebecca. The Lord answered his prayer, and Rebecca, his wife, became pregnant. When the children inside of her were struggling with each other, she said, if it's like this now, what will become of me? So she went to ask the Lord. The Lord said unto her, two countries are in your womb. Two nations will go their separate ways from birth. One nation will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. When time came for her to give birth, she had twins. The first one was red. His body was covered with hair. So his name was Esau, which means hairy. Afterwards, his brother was born with his hands holding Esau's heel, and he was named Jacob, which means heel. Isaac, their father, was 60 years old when they were born. Soon the boys grew up. Esau became an expert hunter and outdoorsman. Jacob remained a quiet man, strong, building tents. Because Isaac liked to eat the meat of wild animals, he loved Esau. However, Rebekah loved Jacob. Once Jacob was preparing a meal, when Esau, exhausted, came in from outdoors. So Esau said to Jacob, let me have the whole pot of that red stuff to eat. I'm exhausted. I'm hungry. This is why he is called Edom. Jacob responded, first, sell me your birthright as firstborn. I'm about to die, Esau said. What good is my inheritance to me anyway? First, his brother said, swear an oath. Jacob said, so Esau swore an oath to him and sold him his rights as firstborn. Then Jacob gave Esau the meal of bread and lentils. This is how Esau showed contempt for his rights as firstborn. What are you giving up that could be valuable to you in your future? Because it doesn't seem valuable to you now. You don't want to wait. So your impatience and lack of spiritual vision causes you to give up the gift that God has given you and wants you to have. And you give it up for almost nothing, for a meal, for a moment of pleasure, to get into debt, to keep up with the Joneses, or whatever the reason is. But what are the consequences of giving up something that you will need in the future? Let's look at the lives of these two brothers, twins, at that, and see what their consequences were for the actions that they took. Now, Jacob sinned. He cheated his brother Esau out of his birthright. He deceived his father also, if you read later in the story. So his consequences was he had to run for his life. Now Esau sinned also. He made a bad bargain with his brother. His appetite controlled his behavior. He was very impulsive. He didn't think about the consequences that could happen for what he had done. So his consequences were he lost his inheritance and his blessings. Sometimes other people value what God is giving us more than we do. Be grateful to God for what he gives you. These two brothers manifested the seeds that they planted. This is the year of manifestation, as our bishop told you earlier. What seeds have you planted? In other words, what fruit have manifested from your seeds? Fruit represent visible behavior. Like Jacob and Esau, we have all planted seeds of the flesh. Before we accepted Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we planted fleshly seeds like adultery, fornication, idolatry, drug use, hatred, rivalry, jealousy, any angry outburst, selfish ambition, conflict, factions, envy, drunkenness, wild partying, and things like that. Thank God for Jesus, because he weeded out the works of the flesh in us. Now we are full of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against things like that. Don't forget, this is the new year, a year of manifestation. Continue to plant seeds of the fruit of the Spirit, and you will be rewarded greatly. The last week, we talked about a contest, and this is the week of Father's Day. So if you are the father of any age person, press 1 and say, I'm the father of. It doesn't matter if your child is a baby or an adult. So press 1 now to let me know if you are the father of any child. We're having a contest. All right, so next week is Mother's Day. We don't want the mothers to win, fathers. If you're the father of any age child, just press 1 and say, okay, we got a father right here. Hold on. Hold on. Here he is. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. You are the father of?
Deborah and Frank Hart.
All right. Thank you. Any more fathers? Press 1. Bishop, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. You are the father of?
I'm the proud father of BJ, Billy White Jr.
All right, we got 3 fathers so far. Come on, fathers. We don't want the mothers to win, or do we? Any more fathers on the air? Thank you, fathers, for calling in and letting us know you are the proud fathers of, or you are the father of. I appreciate it. Any more fathers? All right. Don't have any more fathers calling in right now. So I thank God for you. Now, next week, we are going to have Mother's Day. So mothers are calling in and letting us know who their children are, who they're the mother of. All right, I want to ask you a question this morning. Is there anyone on the air who needs prayer this morning? Anyone on the air? Press 1 if you need prayer this morning. All right, there's a caller on the air who needs prayer. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. You're calling in for prayer this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right.
This is Linda Smith.
Okay, good. All right, let me say a prayer for you this morning.
All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come on behalf of my friend Linda Smith. I thank you for this mighty woman of God that you put in my life over 30 years ago. I thank you for everything you're doing on her behalf. I ask you to bless her, Father God. Move by your spirit, Father God. Father, you know all about Linda. You know everything concerning her. We come to cast her every care upon you because you carried for her, Father God. Any heavy burdens, Father God, anything that she needs, Father God, you said whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing for Linda Smith this morning, Father God, and for her family. I thank you for protection and provisions. I thank you for excellent health and for strength in her body. And, Father, we bless you this morning. Draw Linda closer to you than she's ever been before. We honor and praise your name, and we thank you in Jesus' name for Linda Smith. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Any more callers for prayer? All right. So if anyone on the air needs prayer later on, I'm going to give you a number that you can dial in to call me for prayer. The number is 504-931-7399. The number to call in for prayer is 504-931-7399. Okay, so this morning, it's about the end of the show. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray for everyone on the air and those who may listen later. Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. And Father, you know we are human and subject to error. So we ask you to forgive us for any way we've sinned against you today or any day, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for Jesus who came and bled and died just for us. And if we'd been the only person on earth, he would have come and bled and died just for us. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the ultimate sacrifice that you made, Lord Jesus, dying on the cross for us. But we thank you that now you're with the Father in heaven on the right hand of the Father. Not only that, you're here with us in our individual homes where we are now. You're with us, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for your divine presence. You said in your word, Lord God, that you would go with us to the ends of the earth, that you would always be with us. You would never leave us or forsake us. So we thank you this morning for being present. We thank you for all that you do for us on a daily basis, even those things that we take for granted, like getting out of bed or taking a breath of fresh air. We thank you for the weather you send, Father God. We are grateful that you take care of us in any way, Father God. We thank you so much, Father God, for weeding those things out of our lives that should not be there. And I thank you, Father God, for planting good seeds in our lives, Father God. We thank you for giving us the strength, Lord God, to carry on each day. Anyone on the line, Lord God, who may be downcast in spirit, your word says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God." So this morning, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. You said you are our shepherd and we shall not want. So, Father, we thank you for being our shepherd and leading us according to your spirit. Father, I particularly lift up children and their families this morning, Lord God, especially those children who are in need, who may be destitute, who may be living on the street, whose mothers and fathers are crying out for help. I lift those families up in particular this morning, but every family, Father God, I thank you for all that you do and provide mightily for them, Father God. And, Father, we bless you for what you do every day. We thank you for being a mighty King, a mighty God, the great and mighty I am. And so, Father, we thank you for protection, provision for the children and their families, Father God. We thank you for long life, Father God. I decree and declare, that our children will live long, prosperous lives, that they will be blessed and highly favored of you, Father God, that they would love to learn you with all their heart, their might, their strength, and their soul, Father God, and their neighbors like they love themselves, that they would love each other, Father God, that they would help take care of their neighbors, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the elderly who may be on this morning, Father God, and we thank you for the elderly, Father God. Strengthen the elderly, Father God. Heal their bodies, Father God. In the name of Jesus, protect them. Give them warmth in their homes or food for their bodies, Father God. Send people to help them, Father God, those who need help, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. And, Father, I lift up the fathers on the line and the fathers that
may be listening, the fathers in Jacksonville, fathers all over the world, in Ohio, Michigan, all over the United States. And I thank you, Father God, for strengthening fathers. Father, you gave them an awesome task, the rearing of the children that you gave them, Father God. I thank you for them consulting you, the great and mighty I am, as to how to bring their children up, how to train them in the ways of God. I thank you for mothers this morning, Father God. I thank you for them teaching them how to rear their children according to your will and your plan for their lives, how to train them up in the way that they should go. So, Father, we bless you this morning. I lift up grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, and I thank you for the families that you created for us to be in, Father God. Help us to love our families, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for drawing us all closer to you and closer with each other, Father God. We honor you today. We bless you this morning, Father God. And we thank you for your divine presence in Jesus' name. I'm grateful that you joined me on Bible Storyland this morning. We're honored that you listened and participated. I thank God for each of you. I love you. I look forward to being with you next Saturday morning, same time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Bible Storyland. Have a God-filled week in the name of Jesus. God bless each one of you. Anyone else have anything that they would like to say this morning?
Sister G, I would just like to thank God for you and your steadfastness, your obedience to God to reach out to children who may need a word of encouragement or just those that need to be inspired to know that God loves them and he cares for them. And I thank God for this radio station that gave us this time for you to do such a powerful work for the Lord. Truly, what you're doing, God honors. And I just thank God for you, and it's an honor to serve as your leader. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop, and thank you so much. I appreciate you, Bishop. Love you. I love each of you, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Bye, everybody.